This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Glad to hear the former President George H.W. Bush is on the mend. Sounds like he was extubated because he had to be intubated for the pneumonia that he was battling. And it sounds like he was even making some jokes, excited that they have to host the Super Bowl in a couple weeks. So, well done. Boy, he's a trooper. So that's some good news. It was interesting. I was listening to the news that you all listened to right before my show comes on, where they were talking about Heathrow Airport and how London is dealing with a lot of fog and there's a lot of airport delays. And she said that the roads are slippy. Then she corrected herself and said slippery. I like the word slippy. I suggest we use that in our vernacular. I just think that's you hear people, muck up words, on air all the time. They have to correct themselves or there's some phlegm in the word. But this is probably one of the very rare times in broadcasting that I actually heard a made up word that actually should be integrated into our vernacular. So, slippy, I think sounds great. I think that's excellent. All right. So, we were talking about AIDS and HIV viruses and Zika viruses and Ebola viruses, and one of you had about a week ago, and I haven't been able to answer it because I really wasn't bringing up viruses on the show. I think I was talking about my bowel issues or I lost some weight, so I think we spent the whole hour talking about how good I look. But one of you had asked about how I had said prior discussions how HIV could be so easily mutatable, and why is that? Why does HIV have the potential to mutate so easily more than other viruses? Now, mind you, I am not a virologist, okay? I am no expert, okay, in pathogens. However, when I was discussing with you how HIV is one of the super smart viruses compared to, the adenovirus, rhinoviruses, coronaviruses, that we'll see with colds and more milder, some of the milder illnesses, even though many of these viruses could still cause more significant issues. HIV, I had said, was one of the smartest viruses because of, the way it infects. Sometimes you don't feel anything. Okay, sometimes you could be completely asymptomatic. HIV has these little phases. Right? When you get HIV, and you don't get it by somebody sneezing on you and something very apparent. Okay, you get it by doing something fun, having sex, right? Or shooting up, doing drugs. So, HIV knows, okay, that nobody's going to want to receive this easily, right? So it's very, very smart on how it gets into your body. Then what it does, maybe you'll feel sick, like you have a flu, a real bad flu. But if it's around flu season, you're just going to think it's a flu. You don't think much of it. And then you could go for months, even years, with nothing going on at all. Meanwhile, the virus is starting to, increase its load, right, and cause more of its propagation. And so you just don't know. And then by the time you do start to realize there's an issue, you're already in AIDS, where you have this constellation of symptoms, like pneumonia, Kaposi sarcoma, a variety of medical issues, organ issues. This HIV can affect the organs pretty quickly, but you don't see the manifestations for a while sometimes. So it's very, very sly. And one of the reasons why it's so smart is because it doesn't act like normal viruses. Normal viruses, they have their own DNA, all right? They inject their own DNA, okay? And they may make the host convert it to propagate and spread, etc. But HIV is a little bit different, okay? HIV has RNA, and it has certain enzymes that will turn it into DNA. And it uses the host to help make this happen. So in HIV, rather than it being some nasal mucosa cells or maybe some cells in the, you know, GI tract that you could just have diarrhea and flush it out, the HIV decides to infect the only cell that could really fight back, your lymphocyte cells, which fight infection. So it finds the T helper cells, right, or the actual lymphocyte cell that really likes to battle infection. It injects its RNA, uses enzymes to make these DNA copies, and this DNA copy basically tells your T lymphocyte cell to make more HIV, and the cell goes, fine, I'll do it. And the cell later dies because it has this crappy DNA, right, because this is now an HIV DNA, you know, HIV taken over DNA. And so this kind of reverse transcription, right, and this integrase enzyme that they use to be able to integrate into the host and make the host do what it wants to is brilliant. Unfortunately, that path is a very quickly, rapidly executed path to make a DNA, and a lot of mistakes can be made. With this haphazard way of remaking DNA, a lot of mistakes could be made. Now, on one end, somebody could say, but Dahlia, if it's so highly mutable, you know, why has an HIV mutated to the point where it's not infectious or it's not even a serious pathogen? I think that DNA, they make sure that DNA gets, you know, transcribed correctly. Right? But there's other aspects to this DNA that may unfortunately mutate, which is why when I was in medical school and when I was in college, I'd ask two separate professors, could this very highly mutatable virus turn into something that's airborne? And both of them said yes without even blinking. So HIV is still one of the trickiest viruses out there. We're making a lot of progress with treatments and these retrovirals and these medications that prevent the virus from hopefully replicating, from hopefully, you know, spreading to the degree that they do. But it's still out there. It's still scary. And unfortunately, I predict it may be more on the rise as we have less and less people really worried about condoms. In the 80s, we were so scared. We were scared to death to have sex. Now, people with Tinder and Grindr and Snapchat and all the other stuff are doing all sorts of crazy stuff now. I don't know. I'm too old for it. But apparently, there's a lot more sex happening now than you'd think. Okay? And we have the potential for that to spread, just like with the syphilis. We're seeing a lot more syphilis now. We're seeing a lot more STDs than you think we should with all the education that we have. So I hope that answers your question. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so this is interesting. Anna, who lives in Richmond, says, my husband wants separate bank accounts. We've been married for over 2 years, and he won't combine them. Not sure what his thinking is. I don't believe he has a girlfriend, but I find this odd. When I brought it up, he says, why mess things up? You don't trust me? So she wants to know, when in a marriage are you supposed to start combining your finances? Okay, now, I've been married 20 years, and we combined our finances right away because fortunately for us, we were young at the time and had no finances. Okay, all we had is loans. So hell yeah, we're going to combine the debt. Oh, baby. Now, I'm over $100,000 in debt because of medical school. You're over $150,000 or $200,000 in debt because of chiropractic school. why don't we put everything together? And I didn't mind being less in debt. I didn't mind. I was like, yeah, I could just wait tables again if I don't make money in medicine. That was way before Obamacare came out. So, you know, I was, you know, really joking about the waiting tables. But then a couple years ago, I'm like, I'm waiting tables. Okay, we got to do something here. So it was very easy for us. Right? Because, I don't want to sound old school and traditional, but a lot of us, you know, got married when we were young. We got married when we were young. We didn't start having kids. We built our home, our nest, together. Things are a little different now, and Anna, I wish I could talk to you because I have a lot of questions, okay, about, you know, how old you are. You know, did you have kids prior to the marriage? Did you have ex-wives, ex-husbands? Because that makes things a little different. You know, personally, you know, I come from something very, very traditional. We were both in debt. I only had $2,000 in the bank, period. And again, that was from tips when I waited tables while in medical school. So we had to borrow money for the wedding. We had to borrow one of those extra student loans that were at a high interest rate, like a 14% interest rate. It was ridiculous, just to put some money together for a wedding. And so, you know, we didn't have anything. So, you know, we didn't have to worry about prenup or et cetera. We didn't, you know, and yeah. So we had a joint bank account, and we combined everything. And my husband was more traditional, so he didn't want me to have separate bank accounts, and it didn't matter for me because I didn't really have any money in any bank accounts. No big deal. Now things are different. Okay, you have a kid. You're going into a marriage with somebody, right? And you know, you may have an account for that child. You may have a college account that you really don't want anybody else to touch. I could understand that. I could appreciate that. Right? You have an ex-wife or an ex-husband, and you have certain assets that are protected, and so you want to continue to have that protection. And once you break it, to move the money elsewhere could make you more vulnerable. Again, I'm not an attorney. I'm not a financial specialist, but I understand some basic, obvious, you know, things that people sometimes have to do for income protection and for asset protection. So I get that. Then you have the issue, which, you know, we had when somebody in the family, not my marriage, but, you know, my father, where he gambled. So mom wants to save money. Dad spends it. Okay? Or you're married to somebody who does the spending and you don't. I could understand why the separate accounts. It's against my traditional views of we share everything, and when you go into this marriage, it's, you know, all for nothing. You know, you go for broke. You basically, you know, what's mine is yours, and, you know, it's not my money, your money, or whatever. But it's very common for couples to unfortunately fight because of money, and I'm wondering if one way to minimize that hostility and that animosity and those fights is to have a joint account, but also some mini, you know, own accounts. It may help with budgeting, it may help with spending, etc. You know, I had issues and discussions with my husband where, you know, I always knew as a child that I was going to have to support my family. And they just told me, they go, look, you know, we're poor, so, you know, hurry up and get through school so you could support us. Well, that's not fair to my husband. Just because I made that agreement with my family when I was 6 and when I was 16, where now being 26 and married, now he has to support people that he doesn't even like, right? But it was a promise I made. So it was very easy for me to say, well, look, if I'm going to be a doctor, and this is the money I'm going to make as a physician, this money's going to go to rent, this money's going to go to this, that this is going to be my discretionary fund. And rather than buying jewelry and makeup and fancy purses and fancy shoes, I'll wear scrubs, which are very cheap, and that money I could use to help give my parents, etc. So that was, and it was, we still had one account, you know, but he understood that as long as it's not taken away from our nucleus, this extra money that I could be making, I could do. Of course, it got difficult when I had to pay for grandma's funeral, dad's funeral, and I bought him this out. But he's a good husband, and he was very, very supportive. All right? But, you know, what if somebody wants to buy some toys? They want to buy a fancy, fancy car, and you want to put your kid in private school. Right? Or, you know, you want your kids to get braces, and dad gambles. I don't think it's a bad idea to have your joint account, but to start having a fund for presents and for goodies, etc. The problem is once there starts to be money problems, you're going to have to go into it. You're going to have to, you know, it's going to be expected as a couple to go into those finances. I mean, that's what happened in my family. I was actually saving money. I had a couple grand saved up by the time I was a teenager. And I did that because I didn't spend a lot of money on guest clothes, and I didn't go to Miller's Outpost every week. And I was very, very conservative with my money because I wanted to move out when I was 18. Well, when my parents needed money, they took it. So, you know, you may then want to look at long-term CDs, you know, things that, you know, are harder to break, you know, break so that at least you salvage that money. But here's my question. You know, why the separate bank account? What are they worried about? You know, is your husband worried that you're going to leave? You know, does your husband want to buy a toy, you know, a fancy car, and he thinks you're going to say no? So the key to all of this is some communication. You need to sit down. Okay, now if he goes, look, you know, my ex-wife left me and she took everything, and I want to make sure if you leave me, I'm not stuck. Okay, that's honest. That's fine. If my husband told me that, he's like, look, you know, you're still sexy. Yeah, I am. You know, guys may want you, and you may decide, you know, if Michael Fassbender ever calls and says, you know what, Dahlia, you are hot, be with me, you'll leave. And I'll have to convince him, no, I'm not going to leave you for Michael Fassbender. You know, I may invite Michael Fassbender over, but I'm not going to leave you. Yeah, right? Hey, yeah, I'd explain that. But if my husband thought that I would leave him, and he wants to make sure he has some sort of a nest egg, and it's money that he earned, right, and that and it didn't take away from our nest, I can understand. I'm like, I'm not leaving you, but I love the idea that you're saving money. Way to go. I'm not going to be insulted by that. Some people may, though. Some people are like, wait a second. You're planning on leaving me. So you need to have a good conversation, and you can't be accusatory. You need to find out why. And, you know, when you've spent enough time with somebody, you kind of know what their personality is. Me, I like to save. I'm a big saver. I am not a big spender, but I am a big saver. I love to save. I save everything. And so if I start to have an account saving money, my husband, after 20 years of marriage, shouldn't be suspicious that now all of a sudden I'm saving money. Yeah, he probably will be, you know, because again, I'm hot stuff, but I'm not leaving him. You know, if I decide to save money, it's because, you know, I'm like, well, you know, I don't really like what happened with the recession. We had no money. I think I like squirreling it away, et cetera. All right. And, you know, no, I don't want you spending it on toys. So, you know, but if you have somebody that's never saved money in their lives, all right, and, you know, then all of a sudden, you know, they start having all these financial transactions being done without your knowing. Yeah, that could, you know, raise some suspicions. You guys have to talk. If the marriage is in trouble, you get a marriage counselor. But personally, I think you guys should have a joint account. All right. And I think you should budget. This is, you know, the house. This is this. Okay. And then we each get to put money in our own little discretionary fund. And it could be the same amount of money. All right, you know, $50 a week or $50 a month, we get to put into our little private account. And that money we could use for X, Y, and Z. And you decide. But I don't think it's the worst thing in the world. You know, it's funny. There's a lot of distrust. There's a lot of, I kind of miss the whole traditional style way of doing things. But people weren't any happier. You know, being married to somebody for 40 years, many people still slept in separate bedrooms. Many people still got divorced. So it wasn't the answer to anything. You know, but we have to realize now that the world is very, very different. You know, coming into a marriage with kids from another marriage, you know, coming into a marriage already having kids and then deciding to get married. It's different. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping, and it's been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited, and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so can burnt toast and burnt potatoes cause cancer? This is something that we talk about a lot in medicine because we like crispy, dark, crunchy foods. And the Food Standards Agency in the UK launched a campaign being reported right now on CNN to warn about cancer risks linking to eating burnt toast and over-roasted potatoes, as well as other starchy foods. There's been evidence back in 2002 when we looked at animal studies, still not a lot in human studies, but animal studies, looking at how the acrylamide, okay, can lead to increased cancer. And this acrylamide is a compound that happens when the browning occurs in starches. Acrylamide is what makes bread and potatoes turn the golden color when it's fried, baked, toasted, or roasted. The compound is formed when the simple sugars, like your glucose, reacts with an amino acid known as asparagine. Then when these foods are cooked, the temperature is over 120 degrees centigrade, which is like really, really high in Fahrenheit. Asparagine, which is naturally in starchy foods, the foods eventually turn from gold to eventually black. The blacker they get, the more acrylamide. This, unfortunately, can increase your cancer risk. So, the FSA campaign in the UK is saying go for gold. The campaign gets its nickname from asking people to keep their food golden and to not cook that food where it's black and crispy. So they want to increase awareness among the public. The research is not new. Apparently, the agency believes that people remain unaware and people like crispy. I have to admit, I don't like to eat hash browns, but every now and then when there's spuds, potato spuds, there's a couple restaurants in Vegas where they have those potato spuds, and I don't like them soggy. Sometimes I do, but when they are crispy, so yummy. When you dip it in ranch, oh, yum, yummy. According to the FSA, they say our research indicates that the majority of people are not aware that acrylamide exists and that they may be able to reduce their personal intake. That's according to Steve Wernde, Director of Policy at the Food Standards Agency. The FSA is a government body that analyzes and shows current research on food safety, nutrition, and food-related disease of importance to public health. He added that his agency wants to highlight the issue so that consumers know how to make the small changes. So just eat the stuff that's, yellow, golden brown. That's if you fry, roast, or bake. Even baked food. Everybody thinks, okay, well, baked food is healthy. You're going to be fine as long as you don't fry it. If you still bake it till it's black, that's a problem. Or dark, dark brown. Follow the cooking instructions on food packages to avoid overcooking. Don't forget to eat a balanced diet. Avoid keeping potatoes in the fridge before cooking them, because that could further increase the acrylamide levels. So, how big is this cancer risk? Well, they know it's carcinogenic in animals. I believe they studied it in mice. All right, back in 2002. In terms of how cancerous it is to us, we don't know. Now, somebody could say, well, yeah, eating fried foods has been linked to heart disease and linked to cancer. Yeah, but this is a little different. This is the acrylamide actually causing cancer? Is it causing colon cancer? Is it causing lung cancer? So we still have to study it more, but it just reminds us, no crispies. I know I'm kind of now in the mood for some French fries. Oh, French fries, doesn't that sound so good? Cervical cancer has been underestimated. Okay, remember in the past few years under Obamacare, we have been getting recommendations that seem to follow suit so people use less health care. Go ahead, why are you going for your pap smears? You don't need to go for your pap smears. You could wait till you're 21, which I really disagree with. I do not like the idea of waiting till you're 21. You could, put it off every 3 years, 5 years. We could put it off. And there's been a lot of delay. Well, now we're being told that official data has underreported black women are dying at a rate 77% higher than previously thought. White women are dying at a rate 47% higher than previously thought because of cervical cancer. They also found that the cervical cancer risk is higher in women over 65 than we thought. And routine screening has been recommended to stop after age 65. So we have some major issues. And it's one of the easiest tests to prevent because we have pap smears that could screen. You could even use a colposcope, which is a scope. Shouldn't be very expensive. Where you put some vinegar on the cervix, shift the light, and you could see, even without shifting the light to the green light, you could even see how the cervical cancer or the abnormal cervical tissue takes up vinegar because it whitens. It's so easy to test for. I mean, it's not fun to get pap smears, trust me. All right. But here we are telling everybody to slow down on testing, and HPV rarely affects young women. Usually the cancer happens after 20 years old. Usually, and I think there's a huge underestimation. I think kids are having sex earlier and earlier than they used to be. So if your 14-year-old daughter is having sex and the guidelines say, nah, you don't need to screen her till she's 21, and your 14-year-old daughter picks up HPV, yes, a lot of HPV will go away on its own. But what if she has the strain that does it? Cervical cancer is caused by the human papillomavirus. 99% of the cases are caused by that. They also believe it's related to smoking as well. 1 in 5 women in the United States have had a hysterectomy. The reason why this number has been underestimated is they say black women are more likely to have hysterectomies and at younger ages compared to white women, since black women are more susceptible to fibroids. Okay? Fibroids, which are benign masses in the uterus, could interfere with childbirth, could cause heavy bleeding, etc. And these hysterectomies that take the uterus and the cervix, etc., reduce the risk of cervical cancer. This, the inclusion of these women could imply proportionality of fewer deaths. But while these women, they say, are wrongly included in statistics, women over 65 are largely excluded. So they say current guidelines do not recommend cervical cancer screening after the age of 65. Because before, they said, well, older women are at much less risk. What puts you at less risk of cervical cancer? Well, if you don't have a uterus, okay, that's one, okay. If you don't have sex. Remember I told you that back in medical school, they said nuns and Orthodox Jews appeared to have very low incidences of cervical cancer, right? Because you waited till you were married. You know, if you were Orthodox Jewish, also somebody could argue Orthodox Catholic and Mormon, etc., Muslim, you had to wait till you were married. If either party never had sex, and nobody got the HPV to give it to each other. Things are different now. And which group of individuals has the most alarming incidence of STDs? Your older individuals. So it makes sense that if grandma or grandpa are out there dating again, and they're getting gonorrhea and they're getting chlamydia, they're probably going to get one of the most common STDs, HPV. So the new findings have been published in the journal Cancer, and it suggests that the risk remains, even in older women. So we need to be very careful about telling people, no, you know, you're going to be fine. And I understand that you know, if you have surgery, you know, I was asked by one of my listeners, well, if I had a hysterectomy, then do I even need a pap smear? When I was in school, the answer was, hell yeah, you do. Right? You know, if your hysterectomy was 30 years ago and you haven't had sex, probably not. But, you know, we still do pelvic exams. We still screen for vaginal cancer. Now, it's rare to pick up vaginal cancer, but you can still get cancer in the vagina. We used to pap the cuff. We used to take a scraping of the cuff where the cervix was. What if you had a hysterectomy 2 years ago, but the cervical cancer, you know, escaped before the cervix left? So we would still. Now, have I ever seen cervical cancer in a woman who had a hysterectomy? No. Have I picked up vaginal cancer? I picked up atypical vaginal cells, absolutely, that had to be evaluated and frozen. So, I think we're going to have to relook at our guidelines. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 67cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, here's a study, very interesting on teenagers. They don't realize they stink. When teenagers start to go through puberty, okay, one of the first things that happens is they get a change in their body odor. And that's a sign in the animal kingdom to let other animals know that they're becoming sexually mature. So when a guy and a girl, before they start menstruating, before they have finished their developing their secondary sexual characteristics, such as larger breasts, larger testicles, larger sex organs, more curves, they will start to sweat. And many of these kids don't realize they have body odor until kids in class or parents go, "You stink." Okay? Use some deodorant. They're like, "What are you talking about?" And then they're like, "Oh, but is that bad?" Well, apparently researchers in Denmark found that adolescents are less likely to notice the smell of sweat, cigarette smoke, and soap, according to a new study. All right? Their bedroom could stink, according to Daily Mail. All right? They haven't, my boys especially. Okay, they will rewear the same shirt every day if I don't actively go in there and throw it in the washer myself. And I'm like, "This stinks." Like, "No, it doesn't, Mom. Nobody's worried about smell." Okay, you know, he and his meathead friends, and they're good kids, they're smart kids, but you know, they all come in, like, you know, I don't think they stink, you know, but then again, I'm not smelling their shirts like I'm smelling my kids' shirts. And I'm like, you know, like for example, I'm raising boys, okay, so somebody farts, okay? They laugh about it and whatever. Me, I would be clearing out of the room. I would be like, "I can't breathe that in. My lungs are going to turn brown. I can't deal with this. Sorry, I got to leave." Okay. Yet the boys, no, they sit there and play the video game. Or they still sit there and watch the game while breathing in the fart. They don't seem to care that much. Now, I don't know, maybe girls are different. I mean, with us girls, we just didn't fart in front of each other. I mean, you know, we always had body spray on and deodorant, and we smelled a bubblicious and gummy bears. And jean jackets hid a lot of stuff. So, I don't remember my friends stinking, growing up. But, I don't know, boys are different. All right, but this is both boys and girls. Okay, and what's very interesting, though, is boys and girls have very, though, sensitive noses when it comes to food. So they could definitely pick up the scent of junk food and ketchup, but they can't smell stink. Researchers from RS University in Denmark tested dozens of common odors on 410 people aged under 50. Nearly every participant was able to detect the overpowering signature of things such as petrol, which is gasoline, coffee, and fish. But then the generational gap opened up. The adults had developed a relatively cultured sense of smell for herbs and spices and basic foods like bread and lemon. They also point out that 172 patient participants aged between 12 and 18, didn't seem to pick up on some of the stinky stuff. 1 in 7 youngsters could not recognize sweat. 10% failed to identify cigarette smoke. Grown-ups scored 92 and 97% respectively. Adults also had the edge on detecting soap, 87% versus 84%. Children, however, were able to pick out Coke, ketchup, biscuits, dental floss that smells of candy, fruit gums, marshmallow, Mars bars. The study was published in the journal Chemical Senses, so it provides a possible explanation for why teenagers are immune to smell in their rooms. It claims that youngsters may need to become accustomed to odors over many years before they register it prominently. Now, remember what I told you, okay? A big thing, remember, we have to go back to, we keep thinking, well, we're humans and we want our kids to get through school, okay? You know, start getting a job before they get pregnant, etc. But you have to go back to our evolutionary roots, okay? And let's pretend that we don't live in a city and we live back in caveman days, all right? Why does this happen? Because you want your sexually active, sexually mature, but not overly mature, okay, youth to propagate and to mate, okay? And so in caveman days or in the animal kingdom, you don't want them turned off by somebody eating, I don't know, the blood of zebra, all right? You want that boy to look at his potential mate and say, "I don't care, I'm going to mate with them." And so of course they're going to be less picky. Now, of course, the older you get picky. You get very, very picky. Why do you think there's so many cougars out there? You know, these women are like, "Well, look, I'm older, you know, so if I'm going to pick a guy, I better pick a guy that has some super sperm." Which is why older women sometimes find younger men attractive. Now, sometimes older women that do not have any evolutionary or instinctive push to have a baby, they will be very content with older men or lack of sex. So it's very interesting how, depending on what your body, you know, wants to do. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean if you're going to have a healthy baby in your older years, you're going to be more attracted to younger men. That hasn't been proven. But it makes you wonder. Now, when I talk about the lack of sex drive in older women, one of the things I had suggested is, in this theory, reason why sex drive goes down, I believe, in older women, is when they start to reach an age where they're going to have a higher risk of birth defects or risk of life-threatening conditions during childbirth, that woman's sex drive is going to go down so she doesn't get pregnant. Okay? But another reason why I had mentioned the sex drive goes down is women may be able to still be turned on, but they're turned off easier. I've been saying this for years. So whereas in your 20s, you couldn't care less if a fire truck was ripping through your house because the house is on fire, you'd still finish having sex. When you're older, the telephone rings and you stop. So the distraction issue, right, I think comes to play. We're more distracted the older we get. And then we're more easily turned off. So this idea of being more easily turned off would make perfect sense, as it looks like kids don't seem to worry about bad smells. Get it? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Looks like there's been a recall from Sierra Nevada Brewing Company. Sierra Nevada Pale Ale, I went to school in Reno, and I was always a fan of Sierra Nevada. And apparently it grew. This company has grown very nicely. And it has issued a recall in the Midwest, South, and East Coast of some of its bottled beer after detecting a flaw that could allow glass to chip and fall inside. The recall applies in certain varieties of beer in 12-ounce bottles produced by Sierra Nevada's brewery in Mills River, North Carolina. They say, while we believe this concern impacts roughly 1 in 10,000 of our bottles packaging, they're not going to take a chance. Sierra Nevada, they say, has set the standard for quality in the craft brewing industry since 1980, and we have decided to take this precaution to ensure the safety of our consumers. So Sierra Nevada says the glass shard could break loose and fall into the bottle. It says it has not received any customer complaints or reports or injuries from the flaw. The recall applies to Sierra Nevada's pale ale and several other varieties, all which were bottled at the North Carolina facility. Sierra Nevada says buyers can tell from a code on the cardboard packaging, so check their website. And I guess if it was purchased between December 5th and January 8th, and December 5th and January 13th. The microbrewery was started in California in 1980. It announced in 2012 that it was expanding by opening the Mills River Brewery on the East Coast. So, states including the recall, multiple. All right. I don't see Nevada in the recall. That's just interesting because here in Nevada separates the California and Nevada. Very interesting. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're not done with the moon, with beer, because they say it could be brewed on the moon. There's a lunar mission, right, to see if they could brew beer on a moon. This is what we're spending our money on. Okay? NASA thinks we could colonize the moon by year 2022 for a cost of $10 billion. But a group of students want to see if they could brew beer on the moon. This is being done out of UCSD. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks, FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded video.